Hi. Welcome to day 29 of the Being Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and I got a little distracted. Sorry about that. I'm probably sitting with too many toys around me. Today's theme or question that comes out of Pastor Zach's book, The Being Challenge, and today's devotion asks the question, any room left for God? And really today we're focusing on the things that distract us. And Pastor Zach says that there even good things can distract us and take our attention away from God and maybe even not leave room for God in our lives. Wonder what those things might be. Here at Ascension, in addition to having a cry room for kids when they come to worship, if they would feel more comfortable in here, so that they aren't a distraction, although kids are rarely a distraction in the worship service, but they sometimes distract their parents or grandparents or whoever's brought them because they're worried that they're distracting other people. We give kids things to distract them during the service. We've got this desk. We hand out these desks and fill them with activities. And sometimes it's not just the young who are use those and doodle and are distracted during a worship service. You know, sometimes we have other things that attract our attention away from God and things in our lives that keep us busy, that don't allow us the time or the space to spend with God. This keystone habit on seeking solitude is really about prioritizing spending time with God. And we looked at prioritizing prayer as our third keystone habit. And really, this seeking solitude ties right in with that. So what are those things that distract you? I know that I'm a sucker for conversation, and if somebody starts talking, it's hard for me to focus on other things. I want to interject in the conversation. I, like many people, can be distracted by my phone. I am prone to being distracted if somebody walks by out the window and to see what's going on. And the reality is that in my prayers, sometimes I get distracted and unable to focus on just being quiet before God and begin to worry about the things that I'm not attending to because I'm sitting idle. And the reality is that sometimes that's the most productive thing that any one of us can do, is to just sit in the presence of God and acknowledge God as God and that we are not. Yeah, it sounds like seeking solitude would be an easy challenge for us. I mean, who doesn't want and crave probably time to be still, as Psalm 46 says, be still and know that I am the Lord your God. Yeah, most of us would appreciate being able to be still a little more because we are so busy. But whose fault is that? God desires a relationship with you. God wants to spend time with you focused upon God. So maybe continue to try and make that a priority, not only in this day and in this week, but in your life. Because if you begin that practice, it might become a habit, and you might be surprised at how it impacts other parts of your life as well. So I guess I will just keep on playing with these toys, and I will, you know, it's a good way to start the week, a Monday morning, you know, playing with toys, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow as we continue to focus on this keystone habit of seeking solitude. Take care.